report released last week called on the government to immediately change the way a relationship is defined by the welfare system. Currently, your benefits can be cut if you get into a relationship with someone who earns over a certain amount. It's a disincentive to love, really, isn't it? Writer Sarah Lynn Wilson wrote a piece on the subject saying that that can have serious consequences for people. And joining us now is Susan St. John from the Child Poverty Action Group. She agrees the rules are confusing. Hi there, Susan.
Good afternoon.
Hey, thanks for your time today. Can you explain, in your opinion, why these rules need to be cleared up?
Well, we're talking largely about a benefit system that's been designed for another century. And the assumption is within that a woman is dependent and that if she's in a relationship, then the man should support her. So that's the basic foundation of the problem. And if we look at the way in which the welfare benefits are constructed, they're constructed to say that if you're two single people sharing on, say, the job seeker benefit, then you can be paid the single rate if you're flatting together. But once you're deemed to be in a relationship, then collectively you would get $70 less a week.
Wow.
Because you'd be put on the couple rate. And that situation is a lot worse, where it's a sole parent with children and she gets into what is deemed to be a relationship with, let's say, somebody else on a benefit. The loss of income between them, if they're in this relationship, is $160 a week. So it's a considerable income cut for the crime of being in a relationship. And this just doesn't work in the 21st century.
Yeah, it's we don't tend to think anymore, do we, of a solo mum with a child waiting for the right boat to come along so she can jump on it and all the problems will be solved.
Well, the problem is that he may only have enough money to support himself. And why would we expect that after as little as 6 weeks, which seems to be the cut-off date for the ministry, that he would be willing to support her children as well as himself and her? It doesn't make any sense, and it creates an environment of suspicion, fear, and operates against the best interests of families, which should be supporting the development of sound, secure relationships, not jumping on them as soon as they start to emerge.
Yeah, so who decides whether I'm in a proper relationship or not? Who decides
whether? It's really difficult.
Yeah.
If you go onto the website, there's a whole list of things that you need to consider. You know, does he stay more than a couple of nights a week, or are you thought of as a couple by other people? All those sorts of things. And worse than that, there's also a list of instructions for people who are wanting to dob somebody in for being in a relationship, which is a really nasty aspect of what we do. So often it'll be a vindictive ex-partner or a nosy neighbour, somebody who has got no understanding at all of what the real situation is. And the person being investigated can be put through months of distressing investigation, intrusive investigation. And we've just found out from the Privacy Commissioner that, of course, what's been happening is that this has been done without even the person knowing that information is being gathered. And it could be in the form of text messages or bank statements or health records, all sorts of things that are collected by the benefit fraud unit to establish that she's in a relationship. And she may not even be told about that.
Got to say, a bit of a buzzkill too. If you've just met someone and you know, we're all a bit nervous in those early stages of a relationship, you want to put your best foot forward and being investigated by WINS as to whether the new partner should be supporting you and your child is not quite the romantic environment you want to create, probably.
No, I wouldn't say so.
What needs to change then? Go on.
Sorry, I just wanted to say that it's really bad for society to have that kind of policing of people's personal activities.
Yeah. What should change then, or how should the rules change?
Well, It's complicated, but what could happen to start with is that we could make the couple rate the same as two single sharings. So that would immediately remove some of the problem.
Yeah.
Another problem is that if you're on the couple rate of benefit, then between you, you're only allowed to have $80 a week before the benefit starts to reduce quite drastically. So we could allow individuals to have $80 each. We should be treating people more as individuals.
Mm.
And it will take time, but we should be moving in that direction. And hopefully that's what we're going to see once the government responds to the Welfare Expert Advisory Group's report.
Possibly paradoxically, you seem to be saying that we should treat people as individuals more in order to benefit their relationships.
Well, that's because we don't live in the 19th century. You know, women can't be presumed to be dependent on a male acquaintance. We are expecting women to work. We're expecting... The culture has changed.
I suppose there's got to be a cut-off at some point. If there was, a couple who'd been living together for, a few years, he's earning hundreds of thousands of dollars, she's opted not to work, we wouldn't probably want, the idea of her heading down and getting a benefit. You know, at some point it doesn't feel right.
There's ways to deal with that. If she's in a relationship that she's prepared to say is a proper relationship and it's a long-standing relationship, say over 3 years, she comes under the Matrimonial Property Act rules, and she would expect that once that relationship dissolves that she would have an entitlement to parts of the fruits of that relationship. Now, that's quite different. And once that is established, then... you're not paying a benefit into that household.
Hey, you are a representative of the Child Poverty Action Group. What's the child perspective on this and the child poverty implication?
Well, we know that people on benefits with children are the poorest people in society. The benefits are far too low. You can't earn enough to get yourself out of the hole. All those things. So anything like this, which adds an extra dimension of hardship and intrusion, is not in the best interest of the children at all.
Nice to talk to you. Come on again sometime. Susan St. John from the Child Poverty Action Group. Nice to chat.